Hi, thank you for holding. My name is Laquana, and I'm the fraud supervisor. May I please have the first and last name as well as the email address on the account you're calling in about?
Yes, my name is Thomas Hotop, and there's a charge on my account for $59.89, and I don't know what that is for.
Okay, who's Alice?
My wife.
Okay. Yes, sir, I do thank you for that. Now, does she recall taking any surveys?
Survey?
Yes.
I don't know. What's the charge for?
Because a survey was taken to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner. At that time, we do tell you that there's no purchase necessary. And by submitting your payment, it does not increase your chances to win as you are subjected to other monthly subscriptions. So when she submitted her payment, she was charged for our meal plan app, which provides you with different recipe ideas if you're trying to lead a more healthier lifestyle. So that's why you see that charge on your account, because what initiated it was that survey that was taken to win that Dyson vacuum cleaner.
What does a Dyson vacuum cleaner have to do with recipes?
Because we tell you that you take the survey to enter into a chance to win it. Now, we do tell you that you are subjected to other monthly subscriptions, and our meal plan app is those other monthly subscriptions. So that is what that charge is for, the meal plan app.
And you supposedly sent us some...
We didn't send anything, sir. It is an app that you download that provides you with recipe ideas. So you would have to go on the website, download the app, and...
You're going to charge us $59.95 for going on a website and look for our recipes? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
That is what that's for.
We don't want to do that. No, to take us off of that one.
Yes, sir.
Do that?
Your account was already canceled prior to being transferred over to me.
I'm sorry?
Your account was already canceled prior to being transferred to me.
So if we cancel the account, we don't owe anything, right?
No, what you canceled was recurring charges. You didn't cancel. The payment wasn't canceled. Only the recurring charges were canceled.
I don't understand. This is all double talk.
It's a monthly subscription.
We don't want any prescriptions.
Yes.
Or monthly subscriptions or anything monthly. We don't want any charges at all. Can you take those off? That $59.95, could you take that off?
Let me see. When you were charged. It's gonna be a $5 non-refundable fee that's assessed to the account, being that you were charged and you're just now contacting us to cancel it out.
So you're gonna charge me $5 for canceling, is that it?
No, because when you were billed, you have 4 hours to cancel out your account before you
Four hours?
Yes, sir.
Oh,
before you are assessed a setup fee.
Yeah, okay. But I want you to just unassess this thing, get rid of everything. We're not going to pay anything, and just cancel the whole thing, forget you ever knew me. Can we do that?
Yes, sir, I said that I can.
You're going to do it, okay, because we're not going to pay it, and thank you very much.
Yes, sir. You'll also receive an email confirming the cancellation as well as the refund.
Well, there's no refund because we didn't pay anything, correct?
But you were charged. So we're going to issue you the refund.
You got a refund.
So whether or not you paid it or not, you were billed.
Yeah, I didn't mean it. Yeah, okay. So you're going to cancel everything out. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay. And what is your name?
My name is Laquana,
L-A-Q-U-A-N-A. Laquana.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay, Laquana. Laquana, I thank you for your help, and I guess that's it. Goodbye.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye. Thank you for contacting customer support.
Sure. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.